Well, this is Alan Moore for the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast.
Evil Alan Moore, that is. And this is special number 6 for April 2010.
Guarding 2814, I don't know why it's chosen me. From the corner of my eye, I catch a glimpse of evil light. If fear tries to swallow me, like I'm just some guy with an emerald. Ring capacity 90.1, ring capacity 70.
Evil Alan Moore here on the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast. Are you listening to, you guessed it, Alan's Corner? The wankers on the podcast asked me to review Brownest Night number 8. And let me tell you, it was one of the most painful experiences in my life. Fucking horrible. Just terrible. It's probably comparable to childbirth. One without a million fucking complications. And the little fucker doesn't come out of me cunt. It comes out of me arsehole. No, fuck that. It comes out of me pisser. Because it hurts more. You know, if... Damn, who's that fucking cunt director? Oh yeah, if Uwe Boll monkey-fucked Michael Bay and they had a bit of a demon spawn coming out of the old poop shoot, I bet we'll end up with a guy that would grow up writing just like Geoff Johns. That hack. That fucking hack. Lou Yanks out there are probably eating up his shite like it's fucking cornflakes for breakfast. But enough about that. You want to hear what old Alan has to say about Brownest Night number 8, don't you? Did I tell you it was one of the most painful experiences in my life? Well, it fucking was. And I'd rather have passed a bloody kidney stone through my fucking eyeballs. So I read over the issue. My eyes burning the whole damn way. The good news was that it only took me about 2 minutes to read, and I was actually reading the fucking thing. The Queen's honest truth, I had no fucking idea what was going on. Life, death, lots of fucking splash pages, and then some light queers out Aquaman and the Martian Manhunter. Oh yeah, and Barry Allen and Al Jordan jerk each other off at the end on Batman's grave, and the whole thing is all continued in the brightest day. Some cunt named Ian Sattler in the book said he bet the issue I was holding would blow my mind. And he was right. Blew me fucking mind that people actually read and enjoyed reading something that someone actually wrote by squatting over some papers and taking a drizzling shite over all of them. Geoff Johns, that cunt. If I can get my hands on him, I'll throttle him a good one. Give him a good kicking, you know. Northampton's calling if you're listening, Geoff Johns. Get down here, you scared little lady boy. Alan's ready for you. You hear me? Alan's ready. Well, that's all we got time for on Alan's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed it more than I did.
Green Lantern and Green Lantern Corps are properties of DC Comics and do not reflect the authenticity of this podcast.
It fell 1,000 years ago, green fire, so hot. A carving and a man and a superman, and his name was Alan Scott. A man without fear, and that's for sure.
Let's hope for more of that, right? Because it's a pun.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.